Finally, there was a story in the New York Times this week. Mike Leventhal referred to it at the end of his report, that scientists had come up with a vaccine a decade ago that was 100% effective in stopping Ebola in monkeys. But because of the fact that the disease then was so rare that there wasn't a market, there wasn't an incentive to test it and to develop it. Question, is there some way, first of all, do you think we could have had, if there had been a full-speed effort 10 years ago, could we have had an Ebola vaccine by now? And secondly, is there some way, when there is so little market for it, that we can get these things developed just in case we get into this kind of situation?
Okay. Answer to both questions. Certainly, without pharmaceutical backing, you're not going to get a vaccine, for sure. We could have had one now. You can't predict because there's scientific issues there. We may not scientifically have been able to do it. But what the government is doing now through a program called BARDA, the Biomedical Advanced Research Development Authority, is to be able to finance things where you can stockpile. So the government is realizing that even if there isn't the need out there now, there may be the need in the future. And that's what that agency is doing.
How close are we to a vaccine?
Well, I can't predict. I can tell you we're moving along. I told you last week we're in phase one. We're going to finish that in November. Then we're going to go and do a much larger trial in West Africa, likely in Liberia and Monrovia, to determine if it works. That's what we need to make sure, that it works, because you don't want to distribute a vaccine that could be harmful or not work. The sooner we prove it's worked, the sooner we can distribute it widely.